And on to parasite treatment strategies. So, again, like usual with infections, we're going to have our general GI treatment protocol. And for parasites in particular, we don't have a lot of studies. We have inhibition of enteric parasites by emulsified oil of oregano in vivo as a clinical trial. This is one of the only clinical trials that we have related to parasites and natural substances. We see that we have oil of oregano or was orally administered to 14 adult patients whose stool tested positive for enteric parasites, Blastocystis hominis, Entamoeba Hartmanni, and Endolimax nanah. After 6 weeks of supplementation with 600 milligrams emulsified oil of oregano daily, there was complete disappearance of Entamoeba Hartmanni, 4 cases, Endolimax nanah, 1 case, and Blastocystis hominis in 8 cases. Also, Blastocystis hominis scores declined in 3 additional cases. GI symptoms improved in 7 of the 11 patients who had tested positive for Blastocystis hominis. So, this was a study funded by Biotix, so it's important to note that there may be financial interest. They do make ADP, which is an emulsified oregano product that was used in the study. That doesn't mean the study is false or wrong. It's a great study. It's great that we have a study like this. So, this is just about the best data that we have here. So, here's some additional data from this study. So, the reduction in parasite score was 77% when we total the parasites that can no longer be detected. And the Entamoeba Hartmanni, Endolimax nanah, Blastocystis hominis was the main parasites used in this study, and the 23% was the amount of parasite scores decreasing. So we had it decreased in all of them and eradicated in 77% of them. And this is a study that looked at Artemisia, and it was looking at Schistosoma mansoni eggs per fecal sample, and used Artemisia for 14 days and did not have detected eggs in fecal smears after. And so this is a neglected tropical disease affecting millions. It's not got a lot of cost-effective treatments. It's not something we're really testing for and treating, but I did want to bring this study into the picture because Artemisia is used a lot for parasites, and although we don't have clinical trials on the parasites with Artemisia, we do have some reason to believe that it's effective for certain kinds of infections that may be related. Saccharomyces boulardii or metronidazole in symptomatic children with Blastocystis hominis infection. So here we do have S. boulardii 250 milligrams twice per day during 10 days, or in group B, metronidazole for 10 days, group C, no treatment. On day 15, clinical cure rate was observed in 77.7% in group A, 66.6% in group B, and 40% in group C. So, disappearance of the cysts from stool on day 15 was 80% in group B that got metronidazole, 72.2% in group A that just got Saccharomyces boulardii, and only 26.6% in group C that had no treatment. At the end of the first month after inclusion, clinical cure rate was 94.4% in group A that got Saccharomyces boulardii, 73.3% in group B. So, parasitological cure rate for Blastocystis hominis was very comparable between both groups. Metronidazole or Saccharomyces boulardii has potential benefit in Blastocystis hominis infections. These findings challenge the actual guidelines. So, Saccharomyces boulardii is a very excellent option to include for protozoal infections in particular. So Blastocystis hominis, but really any protozoal infection, we would recommend including Saccharomyces boulardii. In vitro effect of some Egyptian herbal extracts against Blastocystis hominis. Here it showed garlic treatment also significantly lowered the number of parasites after 48 hours. The reduction rates after 48 hours in these treated samples were comparable, 92.98% and 92.44%. Onion and turmeric treatments were not significant. They lowered the number of parasites, but not significantly. So garlic was the significant one here in this treatment, and so was ginger. Ginger significantly lowered treatment of parasites after 48 hours. So the most robust clinical trial we have is with oil of oregano. The second most robust clinical trial for Blastocystis hominis we have is with Saccharomyces boulardii. The additional data that we have that's not quite as robust is about artemisia and garlic and ginger. So we can basically use the normal GI protocol, which is going to include a therapeutic dose of oil of oregano. It's also going to include spore-based probiotics, but we may want to add Saccharomyces boulardii and/or artemisia and/or garlic like Alamed. We could add some of those in to potentially increase the eradication rates. However, oil of oregano alone was enough in 77% of cases in that first trial. So it may be just fine to use the standard GI treatment protocol, especially since we're combining berberine and also spore-based probiotics in that. If you're just treating parasites and you wanted to modify the general GI protocol, you could sub out the berberine and sub in Saccharomyces boulardii and or sub in artemisia and or Alamed in place of that. You could also sub out the spore-based probiotic for Saccharomyces boulardii and sub out the garlic, or sorry, sub out the berberine for either a garlic or a artemisia supplement. So those would be options for parasite strategies. There's also artemisinin, which is that isolated extract of an activated constituent in the artemisia plant. If you do that because of the liver issues, you could do 2 weeks on, 1 week off, then 1 week on. If you use artemisia, three caps twice per day. And you can do that for the full 30 or 60 days of the protocol. Alamed, one cap twice per day if you're going to use that. For Saccharomyces boulardii, I'd recommend at least two caps twice per day, be 10 billion units twice per day. Away from food is preferred. And then N-acetylcysteine you can use also for protozoal infections, and that you would do away from food ideally. And you could do two caps twice per day on that, so about 2,000 milligrams twice per day for N-acetylcysteine. The dose is able to be modulated on that, so it's not on here. You could do a smaller dose of one cap twice per day and still have effectiveness. So depending on supplement tolerance, what else you're using it for, you may want to do lower or higher dose on that. Then GI viral treatment. This is simple. You just use the general GI protocol. We go over viral-specific treatments in Advanced Level 2 module. You're not going to see a ton of viral infections on stool testing, and generally the general GI protocol will take care of basic GI viral infections. So I would suggest for now just use the general GI protocol. In an Advanced Level 2 module, you'll get a little more specifics on viruses. Thank you so much for watching, and have a healthy and happy day.